And good morning to you, Wanda. The nation's largest auto club is putting pressure on Governor Rick Scott to veto a bill that would allow higher speed limits on some Florida highways. Margie Menzel has this report.
Auto club officials say they asked more than a week ago for the meeting but haven't heard back from Scott's office. A spokesman for Scott said Friday the governor hasn't made a decision on the bill, but his aides would be willing to discuss it with AAA. The bill would change state law to hike the maximum allowable speed on limited access highways from 70 to 75 miles per hour. On four-lane divided highways outside urban areas, the limit would increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour. AAA calls the bill a green light for higher speeds, pointing to a federal study showing that one-third of the nation's motor vehicle fatalities in 2012 were speed-related. But supporters of the bill say that many motorists are already driving at the higher speed. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
And on the subject of speed, tomorrow Miami-Dade and Florida transportation officials will meet to discuss the huge railroad project that would run between Miami and Orlando. WLRN's Julia Duba takes a closer look.
All Aboard Florida, a subsidiary of Florida East Coast Industries, would be a privately run commuter railroad along Henry Flagler's tracks in South Florida. The services would include stops in downtown Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and the Orlando Airport. But critics say the increased train activity would tie up intersections and increase noise around communities. Congressman Patrick Murphy has opposed All Aboard Florida's plans. He spoke at a rally in Stuart last week and told WPTV that a possible solution would be to move the route west by partnering with CSX, the company that controls the tracks along I-95.
We are trying to work with All Aboard Florida to urge them to at least have a conversation with CSX to see if there's some sort of profit share, some way that they could move that rail west.
At the coming event, a panel of Florida and Miami-Dade officials will join a representative from Florida East Coast Industries to talk about relieving highway traffic and All Aboard Florida details. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez will give the closing remarks. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Well, starting today, commuters who travel daily between the island of Palm Beach and West Palm Beach will have to get used to a new traffic pattern. The old drawbridge that connects the two is closing down today for repairs. The Palm Beach Post reports that the Flagler Memorial Bridge will be closed for the next 6 months. That will give construction crews time to build the main foundation for a replacement bridge. The existing Flagler Bridge is 76 years old and, of course, showing signs of wear and tear. Drivers will be detoured to the Royal Park Bridge, that's about a mile to the south. They can also use the Southern Boulevard Bridge. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.